Charlie Kaufman is best known as the screenwriter of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and Adaptation, kind of movies that make the human mind the landscape of a story. Well, Charlie Kaufman makes his directorial debut with Synecdoche, New York. It opens nationwide this weekend. He also wrote the screenplay, and it might be his weirdest yet.
The idea is to do a massive theater piece on uncompromising, honest... Here's what I think theater is. It's the beginning of thought. It's the truth not yet spoken.
That's Philip Seymour Hoffman in Synecdoche, New York, joining us to explain the mystery, the appeal of this and other brain teaser movies is our own mind-bending film critic, Dessen Thompson. Dessen, thanks so much for being with us.
Greetings to you.
What's this film about? And if you tell me the interior of the human landscape, I'm going to be very disappointed.
It's about 2 hours.
That I understand.
It's about a New York theater director played by Philip Seymour Hoffman who discovers his whole world is in a process of disintegration. His autonomic nervous system's breaking down. He's acutely aware of his mortality and his wife's about to leave him. So it's about just a...
He's got a lot on his plate.
He's got a lot on his plate, yeah. It's a busy, agitated plate.
And this makes him examine his life in a whole new light.
Well, he's got no choice, really. You get rather introspective if you've got that going on in your life.
I've been thinking a lot about dying lately.
You're going to be fine, sweetie.
I appreciate that, Claire. But
you are, you poor thing.
You know, regardless of how this particular thing works itself out, I will be dying.
This movie, Synecdoche, New York, there's a second part to the story, I gather.
Yeah, I suppose you could say the deus ex machina of this story is that he wins a MacArthur Genius Grant, this character.
Of course.
Which only prompts worse things. He puts on a play, which he insists on directing inside a warehouse where no one can actually go see it. And this is where Synecdoche comes from.
Synecdoche, it's not a mispronunciation of Schenectady, New York. It's a
play on the two sounding similar because he does live in Schenectady.
Synecdoche is when you use a small measure that imparts a whole.
Exactly. As we would say in Hands on Deck instead of Sailors on Deck. In the film, the character is making a section of New York inside the warehouse. So in a way, that's a small part of New York functioning as the entire New York City.
So it's Synecdoche in Schenectady.
Exactly. Now say that over and over again.
I can barely get it out once.
Of course, his wife leaves him and he becomes more and more obsessed with the play, and then the lines between reality and his own perception blur. And we literally see people acting as his persona, interacting with him in his real world, and then we're never sure which is which anymore. So it gets increasingly confusing.
You're actors playing actors. You're in the scene. You're not just filming it. You're in the scene.
Just like that.
I mean, as you're telling him this, you realize that you're attracted to him also. And how are you going to let him know that? And the guilt you feel about telling him about somebody else knowing that.
Not exactly the movie that would be for the multiplex romantic comedy audience, I would say, off the bat. But at the same time, so engaging that I think most of us should give it a shot.
I don't know much about Charlie Kaufman, do you? Are his films hard to follow?
They are hard subjects to follow, but he makes them easy, I think.
Being John Malkovich, I suppose, is the movie that a lot of us would have in mind. And this begins with a premise that just sounds so extraordinary. It's beyond science fiction.
There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal, and it takes you inside John Malkovich. You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes, and then after about 15 minutes, you're spit out into a ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike.
I think that what's great about all his movies is that we all live in our own minds, and very few movies address that. Makes a little ring of recognition for us when we see someone say, hey, look, this is what the inside of our brains and our mental states are like. And you can make a movie about it, and it can be funny, not just perplexing.
The whole idea of an interior life was supposed to be the province of novels. Charlie Kaufman's figured out a way to put it on the screen.
Exactly.
Do you foresee a Charlie Kaufman film one day where he makes a Christmas movie, but it's the Christmas inside our minds? Maybe we should write this down.
I'm not sure
ripped. Yeah.
I'm not sure it'll be a Christmas we all want to have, but he would give us a bad Santa version of Christmas in the inner way, I'm sure.
Dessen Thomas? Oops, Thompson, sorry.
That was a synecdoche for Thompson.
Dessen Thompson, our film critic here on Weekend Edition. Thanks so much.
Thank you.